This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Give it to me.
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And I'm producer Rich Straffolino.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, now entering its seventh season of improbably continuing to wander through this world, identify things, I would say more or less correctly, with a large degree of certainty that are things. Yep. I don't know how we keep doing it, but we're thrilled you're still joining us.
As we wrap up our sixth season of It's a Thing, we thought we'd look back at 2020, and then we said, that's a horrible idea. Let's look forward instead.
Yeah, everyone else is looking back, and we don't want named. To. No.
So we're making thing predictions, things we think will become a thing in 2021.
Mm-hmm. We may even be, I don't know, seeding. There could be some inception happening here. Don't know.
I mean, with the influence of this show, you know, as someone who, you know, it takes it in every week, we could be, setting the seeds for our own success. We have a vested interest in getting this right, after all.
We are sowing the seeds of things, as Tears for Fears once wrote.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry. I promised last time that there would be no more singing, but there is.
Liar.
All right. What do we think? Tom, Rich, Molly.
All right.
An order.
Sure. I'll go first. My first of my two predictions is very 2020 oriented. And also I think might be built upon by your predictions. My prediction is that we will have vaccine parties. And I don't necessarily mean everyone gets together and gets vaccinated and has a party.
I did think that for a second. I was like,
So much as I mean, people will say, I'm vaccinated now. Are you? Great. Let's get together and have a party to celebrate that we're all vaccinated. And some people, it won't happen, you know, it'll happen in the middle of the year, maybe, when people are like, oh my gosh, we're all vaccinated, right? And we all had our second dose and everything. Great. Let's get together and party because we're vaccinated and it's safe now. Whether people say it's safe or not, I think that's going to happen, right?
Right. Oh, without question, especially the people who have been engaging in what I read this great article that was basically like, you know, there's a faction that's like, we're going to trigger the libs by having huge parties. And then there's a faction that's basically like, I'm going to engage in what is essentially performative social abstinence and then shame everyone around me. And both of those things are like bad. But I feel like the people who have been engaging in the performative social abstinence are the ones who are going to have the biggest vaccine party.
The Ragers.
Oh, yeah.
Ragers.
And it won't be everyone, right? I don't think this will be the big, like, everybody's doing it thing. It'll be a section that decides that they want to do this. And other people will be like, man, you know what? Not so fast for me yet. I think it'll go in waves.
Yep. I love it.
Well, I think to kind of follow up on that, I think by the last quarter of the year, before the weather turns,
Q4.
The quarter on quarter growth, we'll see the think pieces of people saying they're tired of going to COVID vaccine barbecues at specifically COVID vaccine barbecues, because even if you have if you know the messaging is or the facts are maybe we shouldn't all get together in a house or something like that, maybe it's still safer to maybe still stay outside. We've had a year of putting off barbecues. It's like the thing to do in the summer. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be like Zoom happy hours, where at some point you're like, I've had so many frozen burgers and like we threw the bean bags. What? I don't know what else we're supposed to do now.
We hugged a lot. I'm sorry.
Jarts are illegal. Where do we go from here?
I don't like their kids. Turns out I'd forgotten what drips they are.
There's all sorts of other ways we can put it, but I think the barbecue.
And we all have colds because none of us had immunity to anything else anymore.
You know, I have thought about that.
Yeah.
I'm like, are we also going to get all the? Oh my God, that's so sad and true. That is so inevitable that I almost cannot even believe it. And October is exactly when that's going to happen. Yeah. Like,
no, that'll be the time.
Timestamp it right now.
People will roll their eyes and go, oh, barbecue, really? Still,
And I have a cold. This is, man, did 2021 get any worse?
Drippy children. So, like, yes. This is funny because I should have gone before Rich now because I think, I mean, we're definitely all clearly it's a thing because we've all predicted some version of it.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that people are actually going to start, there's going to be a name and they're going to call them the Roaring 21 parties.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Because it's like 21st birthday, you can finally party again. Mm-hmm. The Roaring 20s mm-hmm. came after the Depression. And I think people, and this is, you know, maybe I'm seeding this a little bit, but I think people are going to be having their Roaring 21 parties and they're going to be like dressed.
Yeah.
Like, that, you know, this is going to be the opposite. Oh like, gosh. No more freaking yoga pants, like so much makeup.
Flapper
so much
stuff, right? To kind flapper of lean stuff. In.
Mm-hmm. Like all that flapper stuff was post-depression mm-hmm. acting out. You know, it was just like, we have to look as fancy as we can, like dressed to impress yeah. Roaring 21 party.
I think there is, that's like going to be part of the thing that will be like dressing up again is the big trend. You know, like it'll be the big fashion trend just because you're like, I've worn out all these sweatpants.
I know.
They're all stretched out. I have nothing yeah. left.
And all three of our predictions, I think, could intertwine, right? Like there could mm-hmm. be like, hey, we all got vaccinated. Come over for my Roaring 21 barbecue. It's going to be great.
And athleisure is like over and stilettos are back. And yeah, yeah exactly.
And that you'll will be in contribute the backyard to the fatigue. Throwing the beanbag in your stilettos. Absolutely.
I don't want to dress up for another barbecue.
I don't care if you have charcuterie. Sick of it.
Like, why do I have to wear heels to a barbecue? Enough already. I sink into the grass. It is impractical.
These are great. So I for sure, so parties. Parties are going to be yep. a thing.
Parties. Yeah. Parties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Too many
cheerful parties at first.
I will deviate then to something that I think could go either way, but I'm going to go positive, which is I think the Olympics are going to happen. So there's a prediction.
Hot takedown.
Whoa.
That's not necessarily a guarantee, right? But I think they remember the Olympics were supposed to happen in 2020. They put them off till 2021. They didn't cancel them. The Summer Olympics. So I'm going to predict that they'll happen and that people will go nuts for them because they're going to be so tired of half sports and no crowds. And Japan is going to put on this like normal looking thing and everyone will just go crazy for the Olympics more than they usually do.
Yeah. You know, this is actually, if you think about it, kind of an offshoot of the party prediction.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be the biggest party in the world.
Right.
Like the world will come together again. Like it might actually even feel kind of great. Like yeah. the Olympics should feel.
It'll be the sort of like we're back to normal party. Like, the world can celebrate together.
Aww.
So come over to my Roaring 21 vaccine barbecue and we'll watch the Olympics together.
And we'll watch now, the Olympics.
Now, these are the Summer Olympics, right? Forgive
yes,
me if I'm...
that's right.
Okay, so they don't include hockey?
They do not.
So, Tom, I think you are spot on. I feel like
that's a good double check. Yeah.
Oh, God, this guy.
But the one thing I would say, and I because I think you are right. The one thing I will say is the fact that we are now going to be going into our like second sports season in a pandemic mm-hmm. and like you can argue whether they've figured out really how to do it or not, but they're still going to do it. We've had the like the sports bug at least sated a little bit. It is weird if Japan can, you know, pull off, if the organizers there can pull off something where there's people in the stands and yeah. not cutouts or not like people on monitors and stuff like that. I think that will feel like that will cause like people to kind of go nuts and kind of like, you know, the Olympics already has this wholesome kind of sheen to it, whether it deserves it or not, like sure. this pure athletic thing. I think that could definitely take it to another level.
And I think it's that, like you said, like having people in the stands and looking normal plus the world, right? Mm-hmm. It won't just be your sport. It'll be seeing the whole world come back together after the yep. whole world have to, there'll be a symbolism to that, I think.
Oh my God, it's going to be beautiful. I can't wait. That sounds wonderful.
Or I'm it gets canceled. It. They don't do it.
Or new strain. It's
canceled. I mean, that's still wah, a possibility. Yeah.
All right, Rich, what you got?
Oh, yes. I'm up next. So one of the things that kind of, I think, went on pause a little bit in 2020 is kind of the mindful sober movement. I think we like that was really seemed like it was gaining steam, at least, and, you know, we talked about it. My friend circle, I've seen some people kind of getting on board with that. And I think everyone's like, it's 2020. I'm going to be drinking. I think we're going to see that kind of make a comeback. And I think specifically we're going to see bottled mocktails kind of in your grocery store kind of taken over for cider. I feel like that's good. It's going to like kind of reach that kind of level where we're going to be like, you want something to drink? You don't want to be alcoholic. You got to bring something to the barbecue. Bottled mocktail.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And now people will say, be like, man, I drank for 9 straight months in 2020 during lockdown. Yeah, yeah. I need to sober up.
I'm doing dry roaring 21. I actually already told my friends that dry January is going to start in February. Mm. However, like at Porter in the Discord, I am delighted that Rich is on the show, but unfortunately he's faster on the draw than me in the spreadsheet. Cause this was basically my thing too, is I was like, 2021 is going to be hella sober.
I think it's going to be diverged, right? There's going to be I'm finally partying with my friends, super alcoholic section, right? And then probably a larger, I just need to sober up
now. People who were like, I became an alcoholic at home.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But
it's actually a year you want to remember. So, you know, say so.
But I think, Rich, you're totally right too, that there is already this move. Cause I've been, the ad I keep seeing for Dry January is exactly this. It's bottled mocktails. It's like, let us send you something that's just like a cocktail. It's prepackaged. Mm-hmm. And you can already buy like bottled cocktails at the store. And right. I think they'll start doing mocktails too. I mean, they're juice. Mm-hmm. Let's just, you know, call it what it is here. But you're going to be able to buy like fancy juice and put an olive in it and be like, it's a mocktail.
Yeah. And we were already talking about, even in season 5, you know, the trend of dry drinking and bars serving non-alcoholic drinks on the menu and stuff. So this would be picking that trend back up.
Yeah. Yep. I think we're going to see that, re-engage in 2021.
Definitely. I think that because everyone will have bought a lot of home workout gear, mm-hmm. and found that actually in 2020, even though you have a bike and some weights and a yoga mat at home, the psychic burden of getting through every day, particularly if you are trying to entertain or teach your children, is so much that no way in HE double toothpicks are you actually going to work out. That when some of that burden recedes in 2021, people are going to get hella fit. Like, fit. Like, you are going to see people just being like, yep, I got this bike now. I bought all these weights. I got the yoga thing. I got the bands. I subscribe to every class under the sun.
I have a 12-pack.
I've got all these bands.
I have a 12-pack because I gained a 12 blob. Yeah. Yep. Could go the other way. Could be just that people are like, oh, I'm going back to the gym, or I'm not. I mean, they might also, I also think they will probably go back to gyms, mm-hmm. and then be getting hella fit. But either way, I predict that 2021, especially if you combine it with like a move towards sobriety, because it turns out a lot of these pounds may be related to the empty calories of wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible.
If you can read these socks, I gained empty pounds.
we'll see the subsequent decline of bougie wine decor.
And I'm sorry, this totally fits right in with Olympic media, because don't you do this? Right? I do this every time the Olympics are on. I'm like, I want to work out. Look at these people.
Essentially, what we're predicting is everyone will be partying like crazy and mm-hmm. or inspired by the Olympics to work out, stay fit, and drink mocktails.
Yeah.
Or all of those. Maybe they'll have workout parties.
I said and or on purpose, because they're not exclusive.
Roaring,
especially if you're serving
21,
mocktails at the parties.
Roaring 21 sober weightlifting parties.
I'm on Molly, I'm on board for the dressing fancy, partying. I'm on board for that. I'm gonna see where I'm at. next year.
With the hell of it. I know.
With the hell of it.
You know, I said this on Twitter, and maybe I should have thrown it out here. With the home workout gear, I was wondering, like, okay, will people go back to gyms and sell their home workout gear, or will they realize, oh, having it at home means that I work out more? I'm going to keep it. And I kind of think it's the latter, but I do think we're going to see a lot of office furniture for sale later in 2021.
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
Because
there's so many standing desks.
Because it will either be people not having to work at home as much and deciding, nah, I didn't need this stuff that I bought anymore. Or it will be offices that are letting their people continue to work at home and don't need all the office furniture. But we will not need the replicated office furniture that we had.
Well, yeah. I don't know if you remember from last week when you guys were talking about the Peloton Pretenders, but like that whole kind of movement toward social workout, even when you're at home, like I feel like people are definitely, obviously we're getting, you know, with all the parties, people are going to be craving, they already are, like social experiences, whether it's fitness or drinking or whatever you want to call it. I do wonder how sticky those kind of, you know, like connected fitness kind of experiences will be. When people think it's safe to go back to the gym.
Yeah. I just think that's going to be a long time. And if you invested, like the mirror thing that is such a weird sub thing. Like I get ads for the mirror all the time and apparently people buy it and all kinds of things like that happen. The Pelotons that people have invested, I mean, people are building gyms. Like people are building nice gyms in their garage and then just finding that they're too exhausted to use them.
And the financing on those Pelotons probably runs 36 months. So,
and if suddenly you are going back to work in an office and you're like, okay, I got to start paying for a gym again, which means I have to go there and park and I have all this stuff at home. Why don't I just go home and use it for free? I already got it. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know. Seems like you keep it.
Also, I don't know. Yeah. I do take Shara Marie's point that it's possible we're describing what life was like before when people were experimenting with sobriety and doing a lot of CrossFit.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I think we're not necessarily trying to say this is all new. It's that these are the things that will be most prevalent as we return to normal life. Yeah. Because we could have said like complaining about traffic.
What's the deal with the weather?
That's actually amazing. Yeah. Drive time radio is going to be huge.
We've got one email on a potential thing. Who is it from? Oh, it's Fordo.
It's Fordo. What a way to start the year.
Okay. Fordo writes, those things where you can pay a celeb money to say happy birthday or happy anniversary or happy Hanukkah to your spouse or brother-in-law. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. Cameo is one of those huge things. Fordo says, I heard about them before COVID, but not so much. I didn't know anyone personally who had actually bought one. They honestly felt a little sad to me. I'm looking at you, Larry Wilcox. But hey, everybody's got to make a living and this is an honest one, so it's all good. But now, when people are looking for meaningful or unique holiday gifts to replace the Broadway show or figure skating expo tickets they usually give their sister-in-law, huge. Totally a thing this year. I personally know three people in different parts of my life who have given or are giving one of these things this year. And then she links to Cameo.
Yeah. You know, I'm like super bummed because, this is totally one of those where like, I know it. I know a bunch of people who have been given Cameos. I considered various Cameos. We looked through my son and I, the entire catalog of people on Cameo. And it didn't occur to me to make it a thing, even though it's obviously a thing. It's a huge thing. It's huge.
Yeah. For Secret Santa, I was looking around for someone, you know, because they live out of town. And I mean, not that I would see them if they lived in town, but like, I was like, I don't know what they want, but you know, I just couldn't make it fit in the budget, to be quite honest. I was trying to get Scott Farkas, the guy that played Scott Farkas in A Christmas Story.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah,
a little too out of my price range. He's too in demand.
It's real.
So he was there. He just, I saw Gates McFadden, who played Dr. Beverly Crusher on Star Trek The Next Generation, on Twitter saying, just to clarify, I'm only available on Cameo's website, not on the app. And I was like, why? Why would they do that to her? Why would they only make her available on the website? I don't understand.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
And maybe she's really bad at responding to Cameos, and so they blocked her on the app.
I don't know, but I will say, you can have a pretty fun like 30 to 40 minutes just looking at who's on Cameo and how much each of them is charging. It's fascinating.
I have to ask, I haven't looked. Can you get Cameo on Cameo?
Hey, oh, I don't think. No, sorry. Tragedy.
No, that's the Bee Gees.
Just tragedy.
Okay. It is now time for the shout outs created by our dear producer, Rich Straffolino. Molly, should we rope Rich into shouting out?
I mean, I think we pretty much have to.
Mm-hmm. I apologize for the diminished value of the shout out to whoever is coming number three, but
it's going to be amazing. And appropriately enough, God, he's a genius. This week's shout outs are New Year's resolution themed. Shall we? Tom, kick us off.
My New Year's resolution for 2021. While he's not perfect for everyone, Lee Price has become majorly popular for those wishing to shed a few pounds and fast. But dieters need to know how to do Lee right to avoid packing on the pounds when February arrives.
If there's one New Year's resolution that will help you the most in the long run, it's making a vow to save more Kevin Sill. Before you head back to the office, outline a budget that works for you and make a plan for how you'll stick to Kevin.
You know, January is the perfect time of year to snuggle up with a new Eric Duncan. Keep yourself accountable to this New Year's resolution by reviewing each Eric. By next year, you'll have a clear snapshot of how well you've accomplished this goal.
Keeping Jake Woods tidy without doing what feels like a deep clean every week can feel like a big ask. Mm. It's true that you may be under cleaning some tricky spots, but it's also true that you may be overdoing it elsewhere. Make sure keeping Jake neat doesn't suck up endless hours of time on weekends anymore.
Just the presence of Gabrielle Cohen can lower human stress levels, research shows. And one study found that actively caring for her calmed the autonomic nervous system and lowered blood pressure. And when people work near Gabby, they report greater concentration, satisfaction, and perceived air quality.
If you've already nailed your cardio workouts in the past few years, why not try incorporating a new routine? A quality set of Brad Sparks can help elevate your workout, improve your stamina, and build muscle.
In happy and long-lived cultures, people often display items from Louis St. Amour's past. So hang Louis's wedding portrait or put meaningful memorabilia on shelves.
If you can hardly see your counters through all the Mike Akins, you may pay for that chaos on the scale. In one study, researchers found that when women were surrounded by Mike Akins, they tended to eat more cookies, especially when stressed.
You know it's true, ladies.
Yeah, ladies, when you're surrounded by Mike Akins, hands off the cookies. I know it's hard.
I mean, the combination of awkward and brilliant in it is just like,
how did you know my wedding vows, Molly?
How did I know what?
My wedding vows. A combination of awkward and
brilliant. Genius.
Thank you. I hope you now see why so many of your friends choose to support our show at the shout out level, because where else are you going to get credit like this for your good work? Patreon.com/itsathing is where you can join the gang at any level you like. We are so grateful for your support, and we're so happy because it means we're back for another year. Like, what a treat. What a treat.
Thank you. Take that, Cameo. We got better stuff. You folks, the patrons.
You are.
Yeah. Thank you for being with us all year. Here's to another one. Keep those emails coming. We want to hear your things. Feedback@itsathing.me.
You're the best.
Happy New Year, everybody!
Happy New Year! We got renewed.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.